Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I will warn you, I did have a glass of wine over lunch.
Thought you were a bit squiffy. Why are you dressed like you're in Scooby-Doo as well?
I'm sorry?
Start the episode.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas like, should you meet your date in or outside the restaurant? And can you turn up to dinner party straight after going to the football match? And of course, what should you do if you accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony aunts. Are we, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, radio presenter Jordan North. I'm more landed gentry, you are more rudimentary. And that's from Stephen Alexander.
What does that mean? Rudimentary.
Basic.
Right, I'm dying for a drink. Come on, let's have a drink. Okay. I tell you what, let's down these ones, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, are you up for it?
As they would say in Burnley, I'm getting on it.
I'm getting on it. Are you getting on it?
I'm getting on it, Jordan.
Okay, shall we down these? At the time of recording, it's a Friday afternoon.
Which makes a change, because we're normally Thursday mornings.
And we've had quite the week.
Oh, have you? Well, I have. I've had a very nice week. Thank you very much.
I've been non-stop. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
I had a DJ gig for... it's just been every night this week I've been working. I had a DJ gig for Perfume Shop's 30th birthday party.
Oh, right. They asked you, not me.
Yeah.
Okay. And how was that?
It was good,
I thought
yeah.
You smelt nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. On a serious note, however, I think we shall toast Dame Angela Lansbury.
I thought we were going to do that.
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury. Ooh, I'm going to down it.
Go for it.
Ooh.
You're going to... No, actually, genuinely don't down... You have literally just downed a gin and a bonnet.
Put that on your TikTok. I'm back, baby! I'm back!
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Woo! I can feel that inside. Ugh. You know when you have a first sip of alcohol on a Friday?
How about the drink?
And you can feel it inside. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I think we should do a Taylor's Oldest Time. Da, 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 da,
da. I don't know the next lyric.
Should we get the lyrics out like that?
Call myself a gay.
Taylor's...
Can I see the lyrics?
Well, you've ruined this now, knobhead.
Taylor's Oldest Time. True as it may be.
Can be.
Barely even friends. Then somebody bends.
That would be me.
Unexpectedly.
And then we'll do this bit. Taylor's
Could you point to the bit we're actually doing?
Wait, you're ruining it. Just a little change. Small to say the least. Both a little scarred.
Scared.
Oh, scared, sorry.
Because it rhymes with prepared.
Neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Off to the cupboard now with you, Jordan.
Why?
Oh. She says off to the cupboard now with you, Chip.
Oh.
Sorry, I got a bit aggressive there. It's okay. The drink.
Be.
Oh, no, let's not,
guest.
No.
Be our guest, but our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we'll provide the rest.
Don't, because we aren't going to get sued by Disney.
Hot or cold, why you only live to serve. But my
try the grey stuff, it's delicious.
Try the grey stuff, it's delicious.
Don't believe me.
Don't believe me, ask the dishes. Thank you there, Sarah Hanson. Anyway. Right.
Sarah Hanson is Lumiere.
I beg your pardon?
Lumi, oh my God.
So oh, he's the fire.
He's the candelabra. Yeah.
That was my favourite. That's my favourite Disney film.
Is it? It's a good one.
It's the best. That and Toy Story. What's the ginger one?
Brave.
Yeah, that's good as well. Watch that. It is.
Says nobody ever.
Oh, no, I watched that with my nephews. That's good. Yeah.
What's your favourite one, Producer Ben?
Finding Nemo.
What?
I'm talking whale.
Makes a change from talking shit.
So she does, Dora.
Yeah, what? Dora.
Dora.
Dora. No, Dory.
Oh, Dory. Yeah. Everything we do now, I can just see Ben's eyes going, that's on TikTok. That's on TikTok. As always, if you need our help with something, Gene Divas, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextomyboss.com. Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextomyboss. Or you can write to William with promises, a handwritten reply in his own letter to paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. I've got a meeting after this.
You've got another one.
Yeah.
We've got ice. You'll be able to hear this week. We've got ice this week.
It's a Guinness meeting.
Oh.
Yeah.
As in you're having Guinness over it.
Yeah. Two lads to work with.
Oh, well. Ooh. Good luck.
Yeah. New pub's just opened near work. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, the Audley?
No. It's called, is it the George or the Prince? That was amazing.
Okay.
And we'll have to go, Ben. It's a proper old fashioned.
Hello. I mean, I don't do pubs, but.
You do pubs.
I do pubs if I'm taken in.
Thank you, pardon.
If I'm taken in by somebody. As in, if you invite me in, that's what I meant.
There's going to be a lot of innuendo on this episode, I'll tell you that. Anyway, how's your week been? What's the latest with a mouse? There's a moose in the house.
Oh, not more singing.
There's a moose loose about the house.
No, that's a moose, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bit of an update. Now, for those that didn't hear last week, I came back from honeymoon and heard a little scuttling in the wall, up the wall, across the ceiling above me, and down the other side of the wall. So I got in. The pest controllers I had in last year, I didn't love. So you obviously had your rat, didn't you?
So I had a really good guy.
Yes.
That came round.
And you passed on the details.
Yeah.
So they came round. And I agree, they're very good.
Very good.
It's ongoing. But, you know, they came, they were very quick, very efficient. And they were there, you know. For
who was it? Was it the guy with a beard?
Yeah, two guys I had.
He smelled really nice for a pest controller.
Well, I didn't. Do you know what? I didn't go around sniffing him.
No, because when he come in, this sounds weird, but when he come in, I was like, oh, Christ, is that, you know when someone sprayed themselves with aftershave?
Have you been to the perfume shop?
No, he had Le Bobo on, whatever it's called.
Le Bobo.
Central, 33.
Gosh, wow.
Do you know that's... Right, sorry.
Well, there's a lot of money in vermin, isn't there?
I don't want it to be one of those episodes where I'm just going off on tangents, but do you know that's one of my party tricks?
What?
I'll walk past me or I'll be speaking to someone and I can tell they're aftershave.
What am I wearing?
From let me this one on.
It's new.
Oh. Okay, so it's a bit musky. It's really nice, that.
Hey, thanks.
It's very similar to Chanel No. 5, but it's not Chanel.
No.
That's Wendy's smell.
Oh, is it? Mm. Oh, I don't want to start smelling like your mother.
Let me have another smell. Oh. It's not Armani. Oh. It's not Hugo Boss. I think you might have got me here. Let me have another smell.
Do you know, I actually forgot the name. I know the brand, I just... Oh, no. What are you doing? Oh, God.
I don't know. What is it?
It's Christian Dior.
Ah, bollocks!
Were you going to say that?
Yes.
Eden Rock.
Bollocks. I genuinely was thinking that. Anyway.
It's nice.
The rat.
So I thought it was mice. Now, I don't wish to... This does play into the narrative of you have something one week, I've got to have it the next week.
Yes.
But I have got a rat.
Oh.
Because they found rat droppings.
So what's the difference?
Quote, unquote, fresh rat droppings.
Oh, what's the difference between rat and mouse droppings?
Well, mice are smaller, so their poo is smaller. Rats are bigger, so their poo is... bigger.
So not only have you got a rat in your house, he's just shitting everywhere.
Well, he's not in the house, to be fair. He's in the sort of the ceiling cavity in the walls. But as Jonathan, when I talked to Jonathan about it, Jonathan really said all the best things that someone with still a minor phobia of mice and rats wants to hear. He went, oh, you won't just have one. So that's nice. So I've probably got several.
How are you feeling about it? Because it's not nice having them in.
Luckily, I mean, they've put bait down and stuff. Obviously, it's vegan bait. So, you know, the little rats will eat it and then go off and live a nice happy life somewhere else.
But it's vegan bait?
Of course it's not. It's going to absolutely kill them. Oh. But they, I haven't heard anything over the last 3 days. I was told it would take at least 7 days. I have now. That's it. There was one day where I wasn't even at home at all. But I haven't yet heard anything. Whereas a couple of days after the pest controller's visit, I did still hear it, or them.
Mm.
So,
well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm not loving life, but no, it's fine. But like, I am better with them. But you still don't want them in your house.
No, I don't like rats. I don't like mice. I don't think anyone does, especially in your house, because they're quite dirty, aren't they? But if there was a snake in my house, I'd move out. I'd move in. I'd go and sleep in someone's settee. So I could not be in an house knowing there's a snake there.
No. And also, your home is your safe space.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. Your rat's gone?
Yeah, I've not seen my rat, yeah.
No rat droppings?
I'll touch wood.
It worries me you don't know what to look for.
Well, I'm moving out in a couple of weeks anyway.
Oh, so fine. Well, just don't take the rat with you.
At the time of recording, I've just done a big clean. I've done one last big clean. Okay. I love a big clean on Friday. Get right into my Wendy North mode. Okay. Leggings on, air tied up.
Get the bleach out.
Whitney Houston on, bleach out. Yes, it was Domestos. I've still got loads from when I did that advert.
Yeah, I bet you do.
No, literally, yeah. I've got like a cupboard full. If any of you need any bleach, come and see me. Clean my house from top to bottom today. I've had a busy week. I had the had DJ gig on Tuesday. It was at a massive hotel in Wales.
Oh, it's in Wales?
Yeah.
Which bit of Wales? The Welsh bit?
Newport.
Okay.
It started off a bit slow. Everyone was dead nice there. A lot of mums, a lot of ladies there. Mm. Everyone was dead nice. But I was playing like all the modern stuff. Like LF System, Afraid to Feel, and that big banger from the summer.
I don't understand a
Beyoncé's
word.
New track. That
don't get me started on Beyoncé's new track, but well, anyway.
It's great. Her new album's great. Anyway, so they were shuffling, and I thought, right.
They were shuffling. Every day they're shuffling.
I thought, right, bosh, banged a bit of Abba on. I had him in palm of my head. Felt like Tom Jones. Undid a button on my shirt. Got into proper Peter Kay mode. It's like, what am I? Sexy.
Which Abba what did you play?
Dancing Queen.
Of course.
I was like, oh, she's got it off in there. I felt great afterwards. Felt like Tom Jones, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you play Does Your Mother Know?
No, I didn't.
No, because I think she's got an idea.
So, yeah, I did that. I had an awards due on Monday. So, yeah, it's just been one of those. Quite a busy week.
Tell me about the luxury awards that you hosted.
There's the Just Giving Awards.
Yes, the Just Giving Awards, everybody. Did you check the entries?
What? What? Don't. It was. I don't get what you're saying to me, eh?
Did you have a hand in the entries? I've made myself laugh. It's maybe the alcohol. But I'm finding it very funny.
How pissed are you? I've got heartburn now. I don't think I've got proper heartburn.
You did damage.
Trying to be one at lads. Have you got any Rennies on yet? Bollocks.
Can you remember on our live show when that woman just came up to you and gave you a Rennie?
Yeah. I have every coat pocket.
Yeah.
I've got a pack of Rennies in them. Or Gaviscon.
Gosh.
Oh, shit. Have we got any Rennies? I'm literally, I've seen a TikTok. Oh, by the way, I'm way into TikTok now.
I know, it's addictive, isn't it?
Oh, I go to bed at 10 o'clock, I'm on till half 12. I've not posted anything yet, but I love Nana B on there as well. She's my favourite.
You see, I think your algorithm's different to mine. Yes. I have no idea who Nana B is.
Mine's, honestly, guys, go and watch Nana B. She's so wholesome. You get in, she gets...
Is she an old lady?
She's not old, she's a nana, but she works night shifts as a nurse. And she gets in every morning and posts a video, and it's just there, like making sausage butties or cleaning house. It's my favourite.
Your algorithm knows you, doesn't it?
Yeah. But have you got any? Have you got Rennie?
I've got nothing here.
I've seen on TikTok, there's this girl sucking on a Gaviscon on a night out, and I'm like, that's me. I've always stuck them out. Fuck, sod's law that. Why did I down that trying to be one at lads, and I'm fucking heartburnt now?
Deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth.
I have to nip down and get some. Anyway, so
providing you survive the recording, you're coming for dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, what we having? What we having?
It's a surprise.
No, come on, tell us. Tell us what we're having. I won't tell. We won't.
Well, Ben's coming as well. We should
say.
Ben
and Kat
are coming. Mike is obviously there. We're having Oriental beef.
Oh, okay.
To start.
To start?
Yes, to start.
Beef to start?
Yes.
Creamed horseradish?
I can do that for
no,
you.
No, no, no.
I don't think it's very oriental, creamed horseradish, but I
How
can.
Is it oriental?
The sesame.
Okay.
And chilli.
Right.
It's just a little salad-y thing.
Oh, those potatoes you made like your last dinner.
Yeah, I know.
No, they were so nice, but the cream.
You're not having them this
good.
Time.
Okay, what's for the...
And then I'm having, and this is a little bit of a... I'm doing something I've never done before, which is I'm actually doing a recipe I've never done before, and that's my golden rule for a dinner party, is just try and do something you've done before.
Yeah.
But I'm throwing caution to the wind. It might go terribly wrong. I'm doing, in the sous vide, obviously...
Oh, she come in.
I'm doing chicken tikka masala.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So I was meant to be going for a curry tonight, but it's been changed to an Italian.
So, oh, right.
Oh, nice. With rice.
Yes. Naan breads, poppadoms. Not with chips.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on it. Right. Have I talked about this
yes,
before?
Yes, you have. And
right.
you're not
it
coming
bugs
to my
me.
House.
Down south, right, you go to a Chinese, you go to curry, you can say, have tikka masala or can I have sweet and sour chicken? Half and half. And they look at you like just pissed on the kids at Christmas.
In Cardiff, I've had a half and half in Cardiff before,
chips.
Years ago.
Can I bring some chips round?
Yes. If you bring them, I'll cook them.
Oh, can you...
Because there is oven
what
space.
What rice are you doing?
Rice. Oh. I don't know. I don't
oh,
know.
This is what? Great. I love a curry. You know I love a curry.
Oh,
can I bring some beers? Shall we bring some Kingfishers?
Okay, yeah, because I'm not doing beer.
Okay.
For pudding.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy. You're such a good friend.
It might be rubbish.
No, I'm
going
to look forward to that. It'll be easy.
Is Ben happy?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if it goes wrong, you just call the local.
Yeah, if it goes wrong, we'll just have a takeaway.
Yeah. It's
fine. For pudding, and I did do a trial run at the weekend. It's delicious. Baked cookie dough.
Oh, yeah.
With vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that's a bit of me, that.
Yeah.
Oh, you are good.
Yeah. Well, it's winter. We can all pull the ripcord.
Do you know what, as well?
Mm.
You always pour a nice gin and tonic when I come round to yours.
Oh, thank you.
I always have a gin and tonic when I'm round to yours.
Okay, I'll make sure I've got tonic.
I'll bring the beers and the chips, and people say I've changed. You make sure there's gin and tonic. You bring the fun and laughs. Oh, that's going to be... I do love his little giggling background.
Yeah. Oh, and guess who also is coming? They've asked because they can't find a dog sitter.
No,
yeah.
I am chilled. I'm going to be there, babes. I can't wait to see you. I've got my outfit sorted. I've been thinking about it all week, babes. I'm going to be there. We're going to get pissed and we're going to eat curry. I'm going to be a bit trampity-pampity after my curry, babes. Is Diego coming? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see you, Jules. I can't wait, babes. We've so much to catch up on.
I need another gin to Bonnie, please.
All right, what's your last slave day have? Oh, it's a curry on a Saturday. I can't wait to see my outfit. I look so cute. I'm not even going to lie. I look fucking gorgeous,
oh,
babe.
Diego, please. I saw he had a lovely...
It's going to be Diego's ass after curry.
Let's not just change the joke now to the next homosexual.
Sorry, William,
that comes
I've had
along.
A curry. What am I like? I've been on the park all day. I've been getting it in both ends.
I mean, that is... He's a dog, okay? Can we just point this out?
Oh, Diego's
just be
coming.
Ration that, because that's all we've got.
Are you joking?
That's all the gin we've got.
We were meant to be getting pissed.
Well, we still sort of are.
So after all this week, we've been looking forward to it. Why didn't you tell me? I've loads of gin at my house.
Well, we only discovered it when we arrived.
Oh, shit.
Nope, that's... Darling, you've just put the Debonair lid back in the gin.
So is that what we're having at the dinner?
Yes. Do you want another one? Oh, hang on, what are we doing? That's mine.
Yeah,
you didn't even give me any Debonair after all that.
Just pour the fucking drink.
So we've got dinner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I have been thinking? I don't, because obviously I do public transport quite a lot. And what I have noticed is that why have we moved from a behaviour point of view? So people will be commuting, they'll be on the tube, overground, obviously not underground, for this to happen. And, okay, I don't mind if people want to make calls to family, to friends, to colleagues. Not a problem, okay? As long as they're using headphones, it's not a problem. But why is FaceTime or equivalent apps now a thing when you're commuting? How narcissistic to think that the person that you are speaking to, you're not doing anything interesting. You're sitting on the tube or on a bus. Or why does that need to be a video call? Why can that not just be an audio call?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people FaceTime, don't they? Yeah, I think I don't really take calls on public transport anyway. Do you?
Very rarely. Just if it's a video call, you do that at home, maybe when you're showing off a new pair of socks or you're showing your kids doing something cute you want to show the grandparents and it's just you. But when you're just commuting, that doesn't need to be a video call. That just isn't, that's called a telephone call. I know we've got the technology and it's very easy now to video call, but it doesn't mean to say you have to do it. And I just want to say that from an etiquette point of view.
It's same, isn't it? Video, telephone.
Well, video uses up more data. So actually, if you want to save your data.
It's same.
Why does it need to be a video call? And it's when people do video calls around supermarkets as well.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
And they're just chatting. And they're not chatting going, which butter do you want, darling? Yeah. They're going...
But for someone like me who doesn't see the mum that much now, when she video calls, I'll be out and about and sometimes I just say, hiya, just in park.
Well, that's fine because she's video called you. But if you're walking along the street, it doesn't need to be a video call. So you just do an audio call if you're placing a call.
You make your own rules up, you.
Well, whatever. Have you got a Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week for us?
I do.
Here's the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
A bloke walks into a pub with a crocodile.
Mm.
And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. So it's time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. So a fella walks into the pub with a crocodile and barman says, get out with that. And the fella says, it's fine, it's a nice crocodile. He says, get that crocodile out of the pub now. And he says, look, I'll prove it to you. Pub's packed. He says, I'll prove it to you. This crocodile won't do anyone any harm. So he opens the crocodile's mouth, yeah, puts his willy in his mouth and he's just there like that. And then he gets a big plank of wood and... smacks crocodile on the head. Crocodile don't do well, just goes like that. Stays still, didn't even flinch. Barman says, I don't know. So the fella says, right, I'll prove to you that it's not just me that the crocodile likes. He won't harm anyone in this pub. The fella says, is there any volunteers? This little old lady puts her hands up and says, I'll do it, but don't hit me over the head with that plank of wood.
I was wondering where on earth that joke was going. That's funny. Talking of crocodiles, are you going to go and see Lyle Crocodile?
Who?
It's a new film. It's a family film. Voiced Lyle the Crocodile is voiced by my future husband, Shawn Mendes.
How is it? No, I'm not.
Yeah. And what? The soundtrack's very good.
Went into a butty shop the other day and said, I'll have a crocodile sandwich. And make it snappy. Oh, come on, we've not heard that one.
No.
Anyway, there you go.
Your chicken joke from last week, I tried to tell to a friend and I absolutely murdered it.
Right. It's, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yes.
To go to the gay's house.
Yes.
And you pause and go, knock, knock.
Who's there?
The gay. The chicken, sorry. I messed it up.
Yes, I messed that's it up. What I did.
No, you say the chicken.
Yeah.
Because I click on.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Gene Divas, I make it no secret, I love a joke, but my favourite joke is... too rude for the podcast, and you have to have a pint of Guinness for it. Do you know what I mean?
I do know that.
You
one.
Like that one.
Well, I mean, I laughed.
You know the one I mean, don't you, Ben?
And you did it for us at the Guinness Factory.
I did it at the Guinness Factory, didn't I? If you...
Yeah, maybe if we ever tour again.
Yeah.
Maybe
if,
you do it then.
If you ever see me in a pub and I've got a pint of Guinness, just say, we do Guinness joke.
You are setting yourself up for...
My dad told me and Pilks that joke when I was about 17, 18 in pub.
Yeah.
And Pilks, even now, Pilks was on the floor laughing. Oh, burn's kicking in again. It's going up my ear now.
Oh, I don't know if that's heartburn.
Oh, God. Don't say I'm having a stroke. Look, Ben's thinking at TikTok.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Four. Oh, that's freaking heartburn. Right, let's do the listeners' problems.
Okay.
Why did you let me down that bloody gin and debonair?
This first dilemma is from Amanda.
Hiya, Amanda.
Dear William Jordan and EPB, recently I had a bad day at work. Amongst other things, everyone disagreed with me and then emailed me with their plan, which was actually my plan dressed up as their idea. You know the one. I took my dog out to the local park to decompress. I don't know why you needed to decompress your dog, but there we go. One of my twin cats followed me. She often does this of her own accord.
Oh, cute.
A man proceeded to explain to me that I was putting my cat in danger by bringing her out. I'm afraid I snapped and made a sarcastic response. I might have heard myself say, "No, really? Is that a thing?" He thought about it and said I was facetious and supercilious. I thanked him very much for his analysis. Anyway, the next day I woke up with a huge hangover. Her words. I sent two terse emails, one to a superior, which was somewhat out of character, but I still think necessary at the time. The question is, what is good hangover etiquette? Should I draw attention to my email terseness or use the hangover excuse? Should I seek out the mansplainer in the park and point out that he probably got the tip of the hangover, or should I just let them all swing hangover and kick back with a gin and debonair? Many thanks for this and the little vesicles of sanity and joy you give us all. Amanda.
Amanda.
And she has written hangover.
Yeah, it's hangover, isn't it?
Yep. It's hangover.
Oh, so it's not a hangover.
It's an anger hangover.
Right, we've said this before. Fantasy emails, fantasy text replies. Send them in your notes. Put them in your notes. Mm. I do this all the time. It's the only reason why I'm still employed.
Have you ever written one to me?
Oh, many in my notes.
Have you ever written one to Ben?
This is what
I'll say. Are they in your hidden folder?
Pardon?
Are they in your hidden folder?
Shut up. They're in my notes. So, Amanda, I do this all the time. So draft up your angry email, your angry text, put it in your notes, right? Sleep on it. If the next day you're still thinking I'm going to send it, show someone. Ask your other half or a good friend or a colleague. Get them to see what you think. Sleep on it again, if you can. Have a think about it, and if you still feel the same, send it.
Why don't you write one to me now?
No.
Go on. No, pretend I've done something to piss you off.
No.
I'm serving salad instead of chicken tikka masala tomorrow.
No,
let me have it. Give it to me, Jordan.
I'll find one.
You'll find one? I don't like where this is. I regret asking this question. I bet you I know what it's about as well. Don't nod!
I feel like you might...
Oh, no! I don't like...
So it's all right. It was a few months ago when we missed that episode. I feel like you might be holding my career back here.
Oh!
This is an opportunity that could really help me, and it's an exciting show. The least I expect... Anyway.
Don't stop! At least read the rest of it! That said, I've written you one before, so it's fine.
It's all done now. It's all filmed. The podcast is still going.
And ultimately, it's got a fantastic name.
Yeah.
It's been released.
Has it?
Yes.
Has it?
Yes, it was on social media because loads of people tagged me in it. Going, is this the name?
Okay. Would you like to tell our G&Divas what the name is?
Jordan's new luxury BBC Three show coming next year.
Yep. Doing voiceover on Monday.
Which is not funny in any way as a title. Is Go Hard or Go Home. And let me tell you, I'm going hard.
It's a really good show. I can't wait for you to see it.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's a real...
Once I stop laughing after the titles.
Oh, don't take them. It's a really good show. And the kids on there, they're like 18, 19-year-olds. You'll fall in love with
them. Yeah, I will. And, of course, the host. Nice.
Well.
Yeah. Amanda, I haven't necessarily had an angry over, but I do like Jordan's approach of writing things down, things that you're never going to send. I think that's a good, healthy approach. Even if you write it... I mean, I had my diary, of course, famously, where I would pour out quite a lot of my bile. So I think... Or voice notes. Record a voice note to yourself. You could do it that way.
You act there all sweet and innocent and stuff with mine. You'd make freaking Vladimir Putin look like he's got a heart. Sorry, I've had a drink. That was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
Bit.
Sorry.
Are you available to do the washing up at the dinner party?
Can't wash up.
Oh, bless you.
Can you die of heartburn?
Just think, if you do die, the last thing you said to me was a mean letter.
I was joking. You know I love you. I love you to bits.
I love you to bits too.
Oh, Christ. Help, I've got heartburn. That's going to be the name of this title. Why
Sponsored
did you let me down
Gaviscon.
That bloody thing? If you're listening to this now and you're in your early 20s, and you can drink loads. Wait till you get into your 30s.
Oh, it does all go downhill.
Go on, next one.
This is a nice short one. This is from Katie. Help. Someone keeps leaving woolly hats in my driveway. I have no idea what's happening. I have 17 very lovely hats now. I've obviously hand-washed them all and await people to ask for them back, but no one has. Is this a new horse's head thing, or am I about to be killed?
I think you're about to have a visit from the Grinch, love.
A woolly hat? The producer was finding the executive producer was finding this very funny.
Someone's leaving woolly hats.
Because I believe, from my very limited knowledge of the street,
have you ever worn a woolly hat?
Probably when I went skiing or something.
Do you not wear woolly hats in the UK?
I don't do hats brilliantly well because it messes up my hair.
Yeah,
it's
I
got
don't
very thin
do
hair.
Hats.
Oh, executive producer Ben has got a woolly hat on himself. Oh, it's a Stoke hat.
Oh, you look ill. With glasses on and that. Yeah.
He does.
He does.
I don't know what it means, Katie, but I would get a very sophisticated alarm system installed.
Google it. If someone's leaving hats on there.
Should we Google it now? Let's tell Katie what's about to happen to her. Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
dear.
What? Go on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. What?
All I'd say, Katie, is don't go any higher than the second floor.
What does it mean? No, it don't mean out. Anyway, Katie, get back in touch for that if you're still alive.
Well, if you can, yes.
Yeah. Jesus, that's worrying, that.
If we don't hear from you by Christmas, we know there's a problem.
Next one.
This is from Judith. Judith.
It's a lovely name,
it's
Judith.
It's a lovely name. Okay, dear William Jordan and PB, it's an old letter. I recently caught an evening bus from Manchester to... Oh, my God. You're northern.
Rottenstall,
after a day of catching up with friends.
People say Rottenstall, but it's Rottenstall.
I'm a fit and healthy 38-year-old woman, but at this point I had drunk a bottle of wine and a spicy margarita.
Good on you, love.
I queued to get on the bus and was thankful that I managed to get a seat with no problem. As the bus travelled...
I bet you see my Grandma Glennis on it. Is it a Pendle Witch one that goes to Burnley? It might be a different one. Anyway, sorry.
I don't know where I was. As the bus travelled through the other stops in Manchester, the bus got... Don't mind me!
I'm making a freaking drink!
Yeah, how loudly?
Jesus, sorry I freaking breathed.
No, but it's all I can take to read this letter without making too many mistakes, because I'm a little bit tiddly.
Mikey deserves a bloody medal put in.
Well, could you pour some for me, please?
There's none left! Because this is meant to be the episode we were having a drink.
Why, it's going to my head.
Yeah, and now there's no bloody... You should have said I've got... Oh, shit. I've poured the bonnet on my nice white top.
Sorry, Judith. We'll come back to you in a minute.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm going out for dinner after tea after this.
Oh, corrected himself.
Bollocks. Everything's going wrong today. Go on.
Back to Judith's letter. As the bus travelled through the other stops in Manchester, the bus got busier and busier. By this point, I desperately needed the toilet, she means lavatory, and was still still facing another 45 minutes of bus journey. As I was seated, I felt confident I could distract myself by listening to your latest weekend release episode. I looked up and there was a man standing next to my seat, having to stand due to the sheer volume of people on the bus. My question is, what is the etiquette for giving up your seat to someone who is obviously older than you but also able-bodied? Normally, I would, of course, give my seat up to someone who looks like they needed it, but I really need a wee. Love the podcast and up the clarets, Jordan. Kind regards, Judith.
Oh,
kiss.
Thanks, Judith. It's a tricky one, that, isn't it? I always offer my seat. Usually if there's a lady standing up, I do offer my seat.
Okay, that's interesting.
If it's a middle-aged lady.
Oh. Not an older lady.
And an older lady.
Or middle-age up.
So I offered a seat to my nun once and I'd butted her.
Yes, we know famously.
Yeah.
I would say, because traditional etiquette, obviously it was, and we're going back a while.
By accident, by the way.
Yeah,
I think I'd butted on purpose.
Traditional etiquette was that you gave up your seat for the elderly, mm-hmm. particularly if you were a man. However, I would say the etiquette has slightly changed now in that you should give up your seat for anyone who looks like they need it more than you.
Yeah.
Regardless of their age. If an 18-year-old got on and looked like they had just sprinted for the bus, needed a rest, looked like they were about to have a cardiac event, of course I would give up my seat for them, or at least offer. I offered. Actually, I had my flu jab. Gosh, we've aged.
How old are you?
Yeah. I had my flu jab the other day, and I was sitting in the pharmacy waiting to have it, and there was an older lady. She was also going to have it after me. And I said, oh, would you like my seat? Oh, no, thank you, but that's very kind. At least offer, because it's the nice thing to do.
If he looked like he needed it more than you, Judith, then you got to judge it. On the way here today, actually, a young man offered his seat to a mother and a baby. She had one of those babies in those little...
A papoose.
I beg your pardon?
A papoose.
A papoose.
A papoose.
What's a papoose?
Well, the thing that you carry on your chest. Is that what you meant?
A baby holder.
A papoose. I think it's called a papoose.
Oh, it felt bad now because you see him all the time. When our Ryan first had Austin, he had him in one of them and everyone took Mick out.
Has he had him again?
No, he's 10-year-old now. But...
No, but you said he first had him. So has he had him subsequently?
No, but when Austin was a baby.
Right, that's what you meant.
Yeah, he sent a picture in WhatsApp group and it was dead cute and we all took Mick out. And I feel bad now just thinking about that. Because... You know those little, what are they called? Papoose?
Papoose.
Is it a papoose?
It's a papoose.
Well, you have a little baby up front.
Yeah, papoose.
Yeah, we all took piss out of him. We're awful, our family. Just a cute, that picture as well.
Oh, I can't really see what that is, darling. EPB is going to show us something.
Oh my God. EPB. Ben's got one for Diego. We're going to put that
He's got a
up.
Diego papoose.
He's got a dog papoose. Oh my God. Now that deserves to be taken... Oh, that is quite cute.
Tell me you live in East London without telling me you live in East London.
I have a papoose for my dogs.
But yeah, Judith and indeed anyone else, stand up for anyone else who you think looks like they need the seat more than you. Age and gender is, although a consideration, it's no longer the sole consideration.
Stand up for what you believe in, Judith. Is it Judith?
It is Judith.
Got a meeting after this.
Dear William Jordan and Exec PB, please keep me anonymous for reasons which will soon become apparent.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a gay man and I have been with my boyfriend for over 8 years. We're very much in love, but things have slowed down in the bedroom over time. Last weekend, we attended a family gathering at his auntie and uncle's house. We stayed over and we were due to travel home the next day with their son. My partner's 19-year-old cousin, who is at university in Newcastle, where we live.
Oh, where's this going?
I opened the cousin's, bedroom door to let him know we were ready to leave. I found him laid on his bed, pleasuring himself in nothing but a pair of white socks, while holding a pair of black boxers over his face. Just as I realised what I'd walked into,
Jesus.
He climaxed over his, there's a lot of detail in this, hard-toned body. I was shocked, so I walked out and headed downstairs, not revealing what I'd witnessed. When I headed back up to the guest bedroom, I saw my black boxers folded in half on top of my weekend bag.
Oh, God.
He'd been using them when I walked in.
Oh, my God.
I suppose it was flattering and a bit of a thrill. He's not out. I had no idea he had feelings for men, and certainly not me. After a socially awkward journey home, I decided to ignore it, as he was due to come to ours for dinner the following evening. He came over as planned, but that night, when I got into bed, I felt something under my pillow. Later, I realised... Oh, my God. Later, I realised it was a pair of his worn white briefs. Did he want me to return the favour?
Jesus fucking wept.
I decided to miss it. Oh, God! I decided to message him saying I knew he had used my boxers that day and I didn't think this was appropriate for him to leave his underwear in our bed when I'm in a relationship with his cousin. The next day, however, I found myself smelling his briefs and feeling incredibly horny. I asked him if I could return them to his flat and he agreed. He buzzed me in. Oh, I just don't even want to know where this is going.
And
also, Gene Divas, I'm only two-thirds of the way through this.
Is this a letter or a porno? This is
Oh my God, I have just read something.
Wait. Let's just both have a drink. Shit, the bed.
He buzzed me in and I headed up to his front door, which was open. He shouted that he was in his room. I wondered if I'd find myself in a similar position. Would he be naked? No, he was dressed as Spider-Man. He knows I have a thing for Tom Holland. And he said that he thought I'd like his Halloween outfit. It was obvious that he was completely naked under a thin layer of lycra.
Kinky little bastard.
His manhood growing as I took it all in. Oh my God.
Where is this going? Oh Jesus wept.
He kissed me and I couldn't resist this kinky fantasy. 2 hours of passionate sex followed and he fell asleep in my arms. I cheated for the first time with my partner's cousin, which has no apostrophe, but that, quite frankly, is the least of your worries. What had I done with no question mark? He said he'll only keep it a secret if I continue to sleep with him. What a bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Where is this bloody going? They wouldn't even write this on EastEnders.
As he isn't getting what he needs from younger men at university, what do I do? Help. P.S. William, I was so happy for you and Mikey. Congratulations. Again, will you stay away from us? Thank you very much.
Who's that? Anonymous?
Anonymous.
We always protect our sources. Shit. Right. Let's break this down. Do you know what got the ball rolling on this? The watermelon.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was the watermelon that really shocked us. The guy whose housemate was shagging the watermelon. Then it was the blank profile on Grindr, swapped nudes, having dirty chat. Turns out it was his dad. Do you know how many people ask me about that, by the way?
Yeah, I get it.
People get it all the time. Then it was recently the person who was selling their piss to strangers in the street and watching them drink the piss. And now it's people shagging the partner's cousin dressed as Spider-Man. I mean,
it's wrong what you did because you cheated on your partner. And if you didn't have an open relationship, that's obviously wrong. It's also a relative in law, which adds a second layer to the cheating.
Yeah, it's just...
It's also, however, wrong of, let's call him Spider-Man, to then blackmail you.
Yeah, oh God.
You must continue to sleep with me, otherwise I'm going to tell.
If he's blackmailing you, you're going to have to fess up. You're going to have to fess up. And I say this, we've said this a few times.
I presume, Anonymous, your husband does not listen to this podcast.
And I'm not being funny, but... You went round to his flat. You knew what was going to happen, I think.
You did stick your finger in the socket.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
Well, he might have done it in more ways than one.
So you're going to have to fess up. And just, there's more, if it's family, relatives, best friends, don't ever get involved. I mean, don't cheat anyway, but don't ever get involved.
I would say, zooming out... The fact that, forget the cousin element or the cousin-in-law.
I don't want to sound like I'm judging. Cause...
Well, but the fact that you did cheat and you said you've been with your boyfriend for 8 years, are there, you know, is there a bigger issue you need to deal with here? Is it actually you are thinking maybe the relationship with your boyfriend has come to an end?
Possibly.
But maybe not because you feel so guilty. I don't know. I would go and talk to a professional therapist, and if Spider-Man continues... This is ridiculous, I'm about to say this. If Spider-Man continues to blackmail you...
If Spider-Man... Help, I'm being blackmailed by Spider-Man.
That's the episode title. If he continues to do that, you have to tell your boyfriend, because that will take all power away from Spider-Man. It's ridiculous.
He sounds like a right creep. Hey! Thank you. No, seriously, I hope you can sort it out because this is a big ball of shit that you've got to deal with.
Do you know what? I'm glad we've done this episode slightly drunk. Because if I was doing this sober, I think I would have found that letter very difficult.
Please just...
I mean, it all goes on.
It does, doesn't it? Can we have something nice next?
I'm blagged. I don't.
Can people, yeah, again, can people not write in about, you know, how do you address a bishop during Lent? Or, you know, something like that.
How did you address a bishop during Lent?
Exactly the same as not in Lent.
What do you call a bishop?
Your Grace. I say Your Grace, I think. I am drunk. I'm not. I don't have the powers of recall that I have when I'm sober now.
Who do you call Your Holiness?
The Pope.
Who do you call Your Eminence?
Other people within the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like the Apostolic Nuncio. You try saying Apostolic Nuncio, Pierced.
What do you call a nun? Sister?
Yes. Or, if you headbutt them again, the prosecution.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply and his own letter of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. We'll see you on Friday for the... Oh, God, we're totally... I don't know if it's because we're pissed or we're just blown away by that letter.
Probably both.
Say that again?
Probably both.
Probably both.
Probably both.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Doing things for you.
It really is.
You need a pair of my underwear.
See you on Friday.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.